to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
Hello, gentle listener. While Geek.io holds its talent to the highest standards, what follows will likely involve the sort of language usually reserved for sailors on leave. If you're of a delicate disposition, then perhaps you would consider a different podcast.
Found the most generic live show. This is the Generic Live Show.
Hello everyone and welcome back to the Generic Live Show. Yes, the Generic Live Light Show. That's what we're calling it, the Generic Live Light Show. The Generic Live Pre-Recorded Show. The Generic Light Show, as in L-I-T-E. Although, actually... Not how I wanted to start off this episode. Hi, everyone. My name's Dale Campbell. Thank you for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. How I wanted to start this off was... We're calling this the Generic Light Show, right? L-I-T-E being, like, light as in, like, not full fat or, like...
Full fat?
Like milk. We're milk. Milk? Milk? Car? I don't know. How did... Actually... I've heard so many... Okay, quick tangent on a tangent, because we love that here at the Generic Live Show, with your host, Dale Campbell. Is it pronounced milk or milk? Because I've heard different enunciations, and I feel like the longer I spend in America, it's called... Like, people have a different opinion on it. Many people are calling it milk. I used to call it milk, but I feel like my accent's losing a little bit, and I'm pronouncing it milk. How do you guys pronounce milk/milk at home? Please let us know. show@geek-io.net. Remember, we don't have the live chat room anymore. We're pre-recording these. So if you do want your input, please leave your comments down below. We are paying attention to those. So please do let us know all about your feedback as well of these. We thank you for your patience here, and we thank you for joining us here on the Jack Light Show for a Sunday. The other tangent I was getting back to before comparing ourselves to a bottle of milk was, if we're called the Generic Light Show now, which is technically spelled L-I-T-E, can we talk about lighting news? I'll let that wait for you. If anyone's got any light news, as in L-A-G-H-T, I'll be here all day. thank you everyone for joining us. And if you want to be part of the conversation once we go offline as well, you can hit us up in our Discord, geek-io.net/Discord. We've got a heavy show planned today. We've got a big show planned, so we're not going to waste any more time. We're going to head in to... A little bit of news. All right, so we have a little bit of a news.
On to the news!
Smooth as crunchy peanut butter, as always, the Generic Live Show. So, we're going to cover the Apple event. We're going to cover the Apple event. Why not? Apple had an event. Everything announced at Apple's big March presentation. Provided by CNN Business, CEO Tim Cook, and a roster of big-name celebrities, including Steven Spielberg and Oprah Winfrey. Never heard of Winfrey. Announced the company's much-anticipated entrance into a crowd video streaming market at a press event Monday afternoon. I love saying the days because we don't know when these episodes are coming out, so it's going to be a Monday. It happened on a Monday. afternoon inside underground Steve Jobs Theater at its Cupertino, California headquarters. California Yay headquarters. The company is producing its own lineup of films and television shows that provide a via updated version of the company's TV app and Apple devices. With a number of existing streaming services such as HBO Stars and Showtime. So let's have a look at what exactly was announced. Apple is launching a paid, free video portal for its own original movies and TV shows called Apple TV Plus. The product will launch this fall, but Apple has not revealed a price point for it and exactly how many shows it will have on it at launch. Original programming subscription is just one big part of Apple's larger plan to get into streaming video. Apple's new shows will include two docuseries from Oprah called See, Where Everyone's Blind.
Oh my god, no.
No, this is the worst idea I have. Oh my god. I mean, it's both the best idea and the worst idea. All right, here we go. Let's go back to the set real quick. Okay. Oprah. If you're listening to this. Whoop. I think we froze. Oh my god, again, worst idea ever. I don't know if we froze there. By the way, we might have had a little bit of technical difficulty. Sorry about that. But we were talking about C. Oh my god, C. Where Everyone is Blind. Now, this sounds like the best and the worst idea I have ever heard. So, because that's like... That's the next level of ironic there, if that makes sense. Like, I don't know how to fathom that, if that makes sense. And The Morning Show with Reese Witherspoon, Jennifer Aniston, and Steve Carell. Oof. That's a bizarre combination if I had ever heard one, right? Picture Reese Witherspoon, Jennifer Aniston, and Steve Carell all in the same room. Can you picture it? I think I can. Actually, that might seem interesting. But back to C. I don't know how I feel about it being called the word C about blind people. I mean, it's better than Blinded by the Light. Oh, I'm a bad person. Why do people like me? Blinded by the Light. No, but how, like, no matter what angle you, like, take from it, it's not going to be appropriately named, if that makes sense. Like, there's no delicate way to go around it. Of course, it's going to be produced amazingly because it's Oprah, and of course it is. This is the poster for it. Hang on, let's get the poster for it. This is the poster for it. Apple, not the C, but this is the poster that they presented Apple TV Plus with. It's Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston. They kind of look like sisters in this shot. I'm not going to lie. YouTube.com/GeekIOShow. You'll see another video if those listening in audio format. It literally, they're both dressed in black too, so that doesn't help. And they both have long blonde hair. So that doesn't help. No, I'm not saying... Oh my god, I just realized how that sounded. I'm not saying that all people who have long blonde hair look alike. Their facial structures are very similar as well. We continue reading, quote, "The Apple platform allows me to do what I want in a whole new way," says Oprah at the Apple event. Okay, can we get some research on this? Did the Oprah show get, like, did that channel get axed? I don't know if that whole channel that she had, remember she had the own going on for a while, the Oprah Winfrey Network, or as people like to call it, the OWN Network. So I'm saying ATM machine or PIN number, which we love people like that, right? TV channel, these companies resourced, bring in subscribers like Disney and Warner Brothers and CNN's parent company. I don't know how much Disney's going to give away, considering that Disney's working on their own streaming services this year, so that's going to be interesting to see how much that they give away. And when we're, okay, we're now going to be talking more Apple TV channels as well. So you've got a selection of new channels to more kind of selection. In a roll, that'll roll out in May. And the new app will be on Macs in the fall. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Apple News Plus. Let's see what this entails, because I use Apple News. I'm full disclaimer, I use Apple News for a lot of these stories to help me. I have to send them to myself off my phone. So if there's a way that I can do it without having to do it on there, but this sounds like a subscription service. Let's have a look. Also announced it'll be overhauling its news app, which Cook says a number of news apps in a world. It did not clarify that numbers relate to the readers or downloads. It's now called Apple News Plus. Apple will be adding 300 magazine subscriptions for a monthly subscription price of $9.99. We love that. I feel like I should, one of these days, I should do the free the news bit. I should do it. I had a video planned and I was gonna do it like at the I was gonna do it right at the beginning like of the show, like right when the show did it, but it's gotten more and more crazy. Now this I don't know if they're going to get rid of their free version or not. We'll see. This next one is very fascinating. Apple Card. Apple Card is partnering with Goldman Sachs to make its own credit card due out this summer. Apple Card will be available on all iOS devices and in the Wallet app. It rewards a system that is adds 2% to any Apple Pay purchase directly back to Apple Wallet as cash. Deposits are made daily, and they will accept 3% per purchase of Apple products and down to 1% with made with a physical card. They'll need fingerprint and face identification for confirmation. For privacy reasons, Apple did not say it does not track payments where they're made. An optional physical card is available, but typical fashion, a laser-enhanced titanium rectangle. Has to be minimalist with its design. Quote, the most significant change in the credit card experience in 50 years. I'm not going to spoil the next bit there, but I don't know how I feel about Apple being in my bank. Oh boy. To be honest, I think it was a matter of time before Apple was going to release a credit card. And of course it's going to be like predominantly digital only at this point. But I don't know how I feel about that. I'm not gonna get one. I like my bank too much to get a Apple card. And I don't even have Apple Pay. Like, I don't have Apple Pay. Like, I refuse. Like, I utterly refuse. I don't know why I refuse. I just do. Like, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me why I would refuse. But here we are having this conversation. I still like to pull out my physical card and, like, insert the chip if I can, or swipe, or and have a pin and that sort of stuff. But I don't, like, there's Apple, of course, is going to be one of the leader providers of all of this, but oof. Next up, and lastly, according to this report, Apple Arcade will offer ad-free subscription gaming service called Apple Arcade to let us access more than 100 games exclusive or new to Apple. Subscription will come this fall in 550 countries. The company did not announce any pricing. Games will need to be downloaded, but users will be able to stop a game on one device and pick it up at the same spot on another. That's good. That's good as well. Going back up to Apple Card, I think if it'll load, this has a bit more explanation about Apple Card. If it'll load, I don't think this video wants to work. We'll see. In the meantime, though, while this, if it does load, I don't know how I feel about, like, I suppose if, I suppose people, if I went with digital cards, I could kind of see it working, but other than that, I don't really would subscribe to it, to be completely honest. It's loading. Okay. While that loads, not now. Let's not do that right now, right in the middle of the show. I do not want to sign up for subscriptions.
Today, we're introducing a brand new service, and we call it Apple Card.
Apple Card is designed to take advantage of the power of the iPhone. This means it can do all sorts of things that no other credit card can do. Apple Card is also always with you because it's in your iPhone, in the Wallet app. And the Wallet app has completely new capabilities. So you can see everything you need to know about your Apple Card, like what you've spent, how much you've spent, where and when your payment is due. Many of you looking at your credit card statements today might recognize seeing transactions that look like this. Cryptic merchant names that are pretty hard to decipher. With Apple Card, we use machine learning and Apple Maps to transform this mess into names and locations that you'll recognize.
Okay, that's interesting. That is actually very interesting.
With Apple Card, we want you to get the most for your money. So every time you spend with Apple Card, you get cash back, and you get it every day. It's my favorite feature, and we call it daily cash.
Simple.
So every day you spend, cash is added to your Apple Cash Card, which is also in the Wallet app. And it's cash, like real cash. So you can do anything with
like real cash.
And when we thought about a financially healthy credit card, all the fees and high interest rates that most banks charge are just not okay. So Apple Card does not have any fees. No late fees, no annual fees, no international fees, and no over-limit fees.
So no fees. That's good.
We also designed Apple Card to set a new level for privacy and security. Security is totally integrated throughout the hardware and software. When you get your Apple Card, a unique per-device card number is created and stored safely in the secure element, a special security chip used by Apple Pay. Each payment includes a one-time dynamic security code, which protects your card number from being used without your authorization, and every purchase is authenticated with Touch ID or Face ID. And your Apple Card is more secure than others. It has no card number, no CVV, no expiration, and no signature.
See, that's, okay, that I kind of would have predicted. That's kind of the greater details of Apple Card, which we kind of needed that explanation a little bit, thanks CNN Business. I don't know. I don't have a credit card right now, so I'm the wrong demographic. But I don't know. Now that I've kind of learnt more about it, I kind of can see it. I can kind of see it. It's not my cup of tea. But let us know what you guys think. Show at geek-io.net. And hit us up in the Discord. geek-io.net/Discord. If that's something that you were interested in, because I can kind of see how people would be interested in that. If they're particularly, this is also a good point, particularly if people are looking to switch credit card companies, if that makes sense. Definitely a good investment. All right, let's move on, because we're running long already. Oh boy, we're running long. All right, this episode's probably going to go really long because it's a meaty episode. We're going to do the second act real quick. We like to do some stuff on the show sometimes where we eat random things. So the famous one, I can't remember a famous one, bacon stuff on the Geek.io show is a great one as well. So I was at a 7-Eleven the other day, and I was at 7-Eleven a couple of weeks ago. I'm going to be completely honest. I was at 7-Eleven a couple of weeks ago, maybe even like months ago, and I found these. And everyone knows how much of a sucker I am for a good old pumpkin pie. I love myself some pumpkin pie. Hi, my name is Dale. My name is Leviosa. From that one time at D&D, I'm Leviosa. Two people are going to get that reference, and they're going to love me for it. But anyway, that's not the point. The point is, I have pumpkin pie chips because I'm a huge sucker for pumpkin pie. I don't know how these taste. They are still in date, which is nice, so we're going to give them a try right now. We don't have a theme for this next bit. What's our theme for next bit? There you go. That's our theme for eating things is. There we go. I don't know why we'd crash, but anyway. Alright. So we'll open the packet. Oh my god. Alright, there we go. So what is the correct way to open a chip packet? I always open it from the bottom. But I'm also weird, so there is that. Oh, hello. There is a strong smell coming from this packet. So we're going to get exactly 4. Don't ask me why. I'm weird like that. Let's get 4 up in here. And let's put that over there so I can't keep munching on it for the rest of the show, because that's not healthy on a solo show. Is to eat them. They have a very strong smell. They have a very strong smell. I mean, the pumpkin pie smell is quite strong anyway. So let's see how this goes. It's a chip. Chip! Hey, look! Okay, you can't really see it with that. The joke doesn't really work. Hey, look, it's Chip and Dale. Alright, let's... let's try them. It's actually really good. Wow. I don't know what I expected. These are real good. I'm going to try one more. I know, great radio content. yeah. These are real good. Wow. These are really good. Oh my god. What? How are these so good? Oh my god, yes. Alright. One more. Pumpkin pie. And they're not really strong pumpkin. If that makes sense. It's kind of like someone took the pumpkin pie and like put it through a blender and blended it all up for someone to enjoy. Like that's the type of thing it did. It did. Wow, that's very good. Holy crap, that's so good. Ah, I'm gonna devour that whole bag for dinner. That's my dinner. Ladies and gentlemen, my dinner is pumpkin pie chips. No, not really. All right. That's really good. This is so good. All right. Man, I miss the fall. Can it be fall again? I want it to be fall again so I can get pumpkin spice stuff. You would think the pumpkins Yeah, it's not really a spring flavor, I guess. I just wanted to be fall so I can get pumpkin pie stuff everything again and turn into a pumpkin for pretty much 3 months of the year. But anyway, because I'm a hipster and that's what hipsters do. Anyway, all right, moving on to the last act of the show, and unfortunately probably one of the heavier parts of the show. As you probably are well aware by now, at least 50 people have been killed in what New Zealand Prime Minister has called a terrorist attack. The Christchurch mosque shootings, what we know so far. So, it's 50 people. This again, very heavy. At least 50 people were killed and 50 injured in a mass shooting at two mosques in the New Zealand city of Christchurch. A 28-year-old person that I cannot, I will not say, and I will applaud the Prime Minister of New Zealand in a moment, was taken into custody and charged with murder. In his first court appearance on Saturday morning, he flashed a white power sign, an upside-down OK gesture with his shackled hands. Two other men remain in custody as police try to determine the connection to or possible involvement with the attack. Two mosques. Friday, it was a Muslim holy day where a lot of practicing Muslims attended worship services at mosques as well. To give you kind of like a visual, let's see. That's kind of, I don't know if you can read that on the video version, but it's kind of a shooting at the Linwood Mosque and at the Al-Noor Mosque as well. Right now, though, we're going to go over to not this tab, but this other tab here, to the New Zealand Prime Minister. I can't remember her name. Jacinda Ardern. Who in Parliament, I believe, vowed to never say the actual gunman's name. I believe that's what the name of this video is. So we'll see. Which is good. If we could get more of that in our life, that would be, you know, perfect. Again, like I said, we don't need to be glorifying these people. Like I said, I've been doing this show for quite some time. I do not name drop these people at all, and they don't deserve it. But let's hear from New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
Mr. Speaker, there is one person at the centre of this terror attack against our Muslim community in New Zealand. A 28-year-old man, an Australian citizen, has been charged with one count of murder. Other charges will follow. He will face the full force of the law in New Zealand. The families of the fallen will have justice. He sought many things from his act of terror, but one was notoriety, and that is why you will never hear me mention his name. He is a terrorist, he is a criminal, he is an extremist, but he will, when I speak, be nameless. And to others, I implore you, speak the names of those who were lost, rather than the name of the man who took them. He may have sought notoriety, but we in New Zealand will give him nothing. Not even his name.
I just standing claps for New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, who will vow to never say the gunman's name. And I went full screen on the studio, and I will say this: I've been doing this show since 2014, I believe. I am like the same. I do not, if it slips out in news reports as I'm playing audio clips, that's another thing. But I do not intentionally say the name of these terrorists. They're terrorists. There's no other way around that. They are causing harm to other people, and in this time of need, it's about the people who were lost, as opposed to the person who took the lives. And he obviously did this in an attempt to get attention. I mean, that's the kind of out-of-context clip that I'm kind of getting from the New Zealand Prime Minister. But we shouldn't give him that attention. I'm just saying. I mean, it's the proper way to do it. And as a head of a country, I very much applaud Jacinda Ardern for that courage, and I wanted to make sure that that clip got onto the show, because there's that. Apparently, and this part's the gross part. The gross part of all of this is this paragraph right here. It is, the alleged shooter also live-streamed his attack on social media, grominously displaying how he entered the mosque and shot worshippers as they struggled to free. Why? I don't know why. And again, as Jacinda Ardern kind of put it in an interview separate to all of this, is attention. And we're talking about it here because we're having a conversation about it, but in terms of the grander scheme of things, if we give him attention and name him, then he becomes a person and an emotional sort of attachment, if that makes sense. But the response, as well as not naming him, is as follows. This headline: military-style semi-automatic assault rifles are banned in New Zealand under New Year's following the Christchurch mosque attack. New Zealand Prime Minister, again, Jacinda Ardern, announced new gun laws following the tragedy. Semi-automatic rifles, including those that are used in the attack, have been banned. There are 1.5 million firearms in New Zealand. That is, get this, and I don't know if you can read it on the screen because I just zoom out quite far, but let's bring that in a little bit. There we go. That's one in every three citizens. That's a statistic right there. One in every three New Zealanders have a firearm. And, like, I would not have thought of that at all. And it's not something that kind of gets thought about, if that makes sense. The country will also ban assault rifles, high-capacity magazines, and certain modification parts. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced the ban on Thursday following the attack that killed 50 people in two mosques on Friday. This video explains it all. Everything that you need to know from that decision.
As a government, however, we did not wish to allow a situation where irresponsible dealers continue to sell weapons that will be banned within a few weeks. That is why we have taken an...
Why is this doing...
As a government, however, we did not wish to allow a situation where irresponsible dealers continue to sell weapons that will be banned within a few weeks. That is why we have taken an interim measure.
All right, let's just play the audio.
As at 3 p.m. today, an order in council took effect. These changes to our regulations will ensure virtually all of the weapons I have announced as being banned will be categorized as weapons that require an E-class endorsement. The effect of this will mean that no one will be able to buy these weapons without a permit to procure from the police. I can assure people there is no point in applying for such a permit. This is an interim measure to ensure the trade of these weapons ceases from 3 p.m. today. As a government, we acknowledge that there will be gun owners who have legitimately purchased weapons we have now moved to ban. Some, for instance, will use them for large-scale culling, such as DOC. We will, as a cabinet, work through legalised exemptions for these purposes, but they will be tightly regulated. For others, these guns will now come out of circulation. I acknowledge and thanks those retailers who have voluntarily ceased to sell military-style semi-automatic and assault rifles. You will have seen the collective issues we face as a country and reacted swiftly, and I thank you for that. For other dealers, sales should essentially now cease. My expectation is that these weapons will be returned to your suppliers and never enter into the New Zealand market again. For current owners of the weapons we have moved to ban, I acknowledge that many of you will have acted within the law. In recognition of that, and to incentivise their return, we will be establishing a buyback scheme. The details of this scheme are being developed in parallel to the drafting of the legislation to enforce the ban. I want to acknowledge that the weapons available in New Zealand are only part of the problem, and loopholes with our current law continue to exist. On Monday, Cabinet will receive and consider further amendment to our gun laws. These proposals will, however, go through a more fulsome process. But be assured, this is just the beginning of the work we need to do. We do have guns in New Zealand that are used for legitimate purposes by responsible owners every single day. And that includes our rural community. They manage pests, they're used for animal welfare, and also for recreation. I've been steadfast in my belief that the vast majority of these owners will support what we are doing here today, because it's about all of us. It's in the national interest, and it's about safety. I will work hard to retain that support as we work on the remaining tranches of reform that we must make to prevent an act of terror happening in our country ever again.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern there with a very powerful message in regards to gun ban in New Zealand following the mosque attacks as well. And this line in this Daily Mail article, and I feel sorry that the did not make it into the sort of couldn't show you the video of her talking. But I wanted to bring it back to this quote. Quote, on March 15th, our history changed forever. Now our laws will too. We are announcing action today on behalf of all New Zealanders to strengthen our gun laws and make our country a safer place. This is what we call reaction. So, I don't know. This is what we call action, and I'm not going to play the video for you, but I have seen the video of Jacinda Ardern holding a baby at one of the mosques as well, and it is quite honestly one of the most impactful videos ever. She has come out and said as much of this as well, that the relationship between Australia and New Zealand will stay the same. Nothing will change in terms of that. And the Australian Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, and the Prime Minister of New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern, have worked very hard together. Excuse me. Pumpkin pie chips. Oh, wow. Pumpkin pie. Have worked together to try and gather support for the gun ban to fully and effectively roll out into New Zealand as well. But it will the relationship between Australia and New Zealand has not changed. So, just to let you know on that one, Australia-New Zealand, competitively still not at war. We've got to be very careful about what we say in terms of that regards. So, there we go. That's going to do it for this episode of the Generic Live Show. I hope you enjoyed the Generic Live Show. We thank you. This is still weird format for me, so we're gonna see how we go. Again, it's three acts and we're out. What did we learn today? We learned that New Zealand... everything just goes... we learned that New Zealand has fantastic leadership. we also learned that New Zealand... say words funny. I don't know. I'm trying to make that light. I shouldn't make that light. We learned that at the end of the day, we can all come together as one. We also learned that pumpkin pie chips are delicious. We learned that. We also learned that that Apple wants to be literally everywhere. They want to be in your TV. They want to be in your credit card company. They want to be, that sounds weird. They want to be in everything. Get it in. Can't make that joke. We have an explicit tag now, so I can make whatever jokes I like. We can bleep. They can bleep the bloop. There we go. They can... there we go. Do you want to do that again? No? Okay. They can... the... in the... with the... and then this is a flashback for one person who's going
to
get this.
Be sure to register your copy of Sam at www.spatialaudio.com. You'll feel warm and squishy inside once you do.
I forgot about that warm and squishy part. I'm having too much fun. All right. Also, hashtag not a thing with Generic Live Show. Hashtag not a thing. Yes, and Apple wants to be literally in everything. Oh, you know what this be just hitting random sound bites reminded me of? It reminded me of that Paper Plane song. Do you all remember that Paper song? So they were like, all I want to do is... with the... and take your money. Oh, I love that song. All right, let's go ahead and get out of here. We'll play the outro underneath this week because we didn't do that last time. You can find this is a Drunk Live Show with Zach Campbell. You can find everything you need and more. geek-o.net/GLS, youtube.com/geekioshow, twitch.tv/geekioshow, facebook.com/geekioshow, twitter.com/geekioshow, @geekioshow, everywhere that you find podcasting and programming. You can email our show at any time, show@geek-io.net. What else? You can join our Discord, geek-io.net/discord, and you can support everything that we do here on the Geek.io Media Network. You can join us on the Patreon at patreon.com/geek-io. You can find me. The best place to find me these days is on Instagram. You can find me on Instagram at TheDaleCampbell. That's TheDaleCampbell. And you can also find me that on Twitter as well. I didn't post that much, but you can follow me. You can drop me a follow. Why not? Because that's a thing. Oh, I didn't come up with a clever thing. You can put pumpkin pie in the subject line at show@geek-o.net and it'll get to me eventually. For Doug Campbell, that's me. We'll see you all next time. Bye.
Been listening to a Geek.io Media Network LLC production. Would you like to convert that to pounds? Copyright 2019.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.